Welcome to Startup Success, the podcast for startup founders and investors. Here you'll find stories of success from others in the trenches as they work to scale some of the fastest growing startups in the world. Stories that will help you in your own journey. Startup Success starts now.
Welcome to Startup Success. I'm really excited about the guest who is joining me today. Virginia Almendarez is a startup coach and senior entrepreneur success manager with iFundWomen. They provide startup funding for women entrepreneurs. And Virginia, welcome to the show. I was checking out your website last night, and I have to say I was extremely impressed with your organization. And I thought we could start if you could give an overview.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to talk to the community about startups, everything startup. So for some background, iFundWomen is the go-to funding marketplace for women-owned businesses and the people who want to support them with access to capital, coaching, and connections. So we like to kind of couch it in those three topics.
I like that you break it down to those three, because those three, capital, coaching, and the third was connections, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So important for entrepreneurs and especially important for women. Tell me, so I love that part of your title is startup coach. Can you tell me a little bit about what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. So I really guide our members and women entrepreneurs towards the results that they're looking to achieve in their business, right? So given my background and expertise, I help them navigate the business challenges when it comes to their business pitches, everything and anything actually around the nonprofit sector, because that's where I actually came from, raising money through crowdfunding and the ever important goal setting process. So one of the greatest parts of my job is the ability to support women entrepreneurs and making sure that they don't feel like they're alone.
Okay. And I'm guessing that's kind of a theme that comes up sometime, because there's not a lot of support network out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think with many women entrepreneurs, they're solopreneurs, right? Or all startup founders start off that process as solopreneurs. So yeah.
Right. And that's one of the things I wanted to delve into. What are the particular challenges for women? And do they kind of go around those three topics that you brought up, the capital and connections? I mean, is that what you're finding, or what are they?
Yeah. So really, we have found the majority of our women entrepreneurs found capital as being the largest, right? The largest challenge, the largest hurdle to being an entrepreneur. The two other kind of components is having a mentor, right? So having somebody that they can turn to that has done this before. And then really community. So other people that are in this with you that can understand this process, that can empathize with you. And again, just not feeling alone. So really those kind of three areas we found are the biggest challenges for women entrepreneurs.
That's so interesting you say that, because I've been spending time on Clubhouse lately, that new social media app.
Yes.
You've heard of it. And I've been popping in and out of the startup rooms, and everyone keeps going back to that for entrepreneurs, that it's you need a mentor and you need kind of like that founder circle, that community, and your chances of success are so much higher if you have that. And so many of what's already out there is around kind of like men and the groups that they belong to and kind of partnerships that have already made that have been around for a while. So it's just to hear you echo kind of the same sentiment that I'm hearing from these founders. I was just listening to this last night, is so interesting. So what are kind of, do you have a story you can share recently of kind of an entrepreneur who was facing these kind of challenges and how you helped her reach success?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we saw many challenges last year with COVID, right? And many of our, especially people of color, women of color, really being hit hard by COVID. So we had one entrepreneur that came to us, Collective Oakland. So they were looking to grow from an e-commerce bookstore to an actually brick and mortar. Out in Oakland, they really promoted Black authors as well. They came to us wanting to raise $35,000 for this brick and mortar. She was super, Michelle Walton, love her. She's one of our coaching members. She was really nervous at the start of the process, and she just really didn't feel like, can I really do this? You know, can I really fundraise this money? This is a lot of money. And really, like, we helped her get her crowdfunding campaign up, and success story, she achieved her $35,000 goal, and she was one of our grant recipients with American Express. And it was great to see her push through, like, even in those moments where she's like, I don't know if I could do this, right? It was like regrouping, re-strategizing, helping her and cheering her on to get her to reach her goal. So we were really excited about that.
Oh, I like that story. That's a good example. And interesting that she was going kind of for the brick and mortar, because I like that. It's like investing back in the community as well. Mm-hmm. And that she was able to reach those goals and during a tough year. So women of color, I'm assuming you guys are doing a lot in that arena as well, because that is something we saw come out of the last year is, you know, the challenges there. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think to put it in context, right? So women startups receive about, right, in 2019, they received 2.8% of the venture capital pie. In 2020, it went down to 2.3, right? A paltry 2.3. Black and Latinx founders receive less than 1% of the venture capital pie.
Okay,
so, right?
That says it all right there. We should just pause there for a moment and think about that. Okay.
Right. You know, at iFundWomen, we are not only trying to close the funding gap, but we really saw this as a huge problem, right? So we launched iFundWomen of Color actually on stage at the New York City Women's March on January 20th of 2020. So it really came at a perfect time. And so really, iFundWomen of Color is a platform dedicated to advancing Black, Indigenous, people of color, women entrepreneurs through access to capital, coaching, and connections, specifically for diverse founders that want to launch and grow their business, right? And so we were really excited to launch this program with one of our founding partners, Caress, to help our diverse entrepreneurs bring their dreams into reality through raising capital and providing grants and coaching.
That is so great. And I love that you launched that just the year before, because it was so timely and you didn't even know what was ahead. So now we're headed into March. Yes. Here we are again. So do you have something planned for this March?
Yeah, actually, we are launching the Dreams to Reality Virtual Summit with our founding partner, Caress, and iFundWomen of Color. So actually, on March 18th, we are going to have a full day of programming for startups on all different types of topics to help businesses continue to grow and launch and scale their business.
Oh, neat. And so this is virtual?
It is a virtual summit. So you can join wherever you are.
So is it open to anyone? Is there, so they can go to your website and get info, or what?
Absolutely. They can go directly to iFundWomen.com/workshops and find some additional information on it.
I like how you've gone the virtual route as well, because even though we can't get together right now in person for large events, there's still questions out there, support needed. I'm feeling like, and this is what I've been hearing, entrepreneurs can feel even more alone right now because there's less of these networking events and opportunity for founder circles and meeting with mentors. So I like that you're offering this virtual event. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, when COVID hit, we opened up all of our workshops for free. And all of our live workshops continue to be free. So it's at ifundwomen.com/workshops. And we have a plethora of events that we do every single month, everything not only about crowdfunding, fundraising. I do Making the Ask. That's always like a big.
Oh, you do?
I do. That's always like a
big
anxiety-provoking topic.
So that's such a huge piece of it. Anything you can share about that part of it that you work on, Making the Ask?
Yeah. I mean, really, it's the underlining beliefs that make it so hard, right? I think as women in general, we want everything to be perfect and we want to make sure before we go out. And we don't want this feeling of disappointment either, right? As opposed to maybe our male counterparts that are like, hey, let's go, whatever. If we make a mistake, let's go, let's do it. So I really try to help coach my entrepreneurs to really understand, like, one, don't make the choice for your potential funder, right? So don't go in there saying like, well, they don't want to give to me. They don't have X amount of money. Don't make the choice for them. Ask them and allow them to decide for themselves. So that's one of the big things that I tell them. And secondly, as an entrepreneur, you need to ask throughout your journey. So the more practice you get with asking for support, sharing a campaign, funding your campaign, the faster you will scale your business, right? And move forward. It's part of the journey. We can't do everything by ourselves.
Yes. Right. That's really good advice, especially the second part really resonated with me because it's got to be part of your process. You've got to become comfortable with that. So that's good. I like that. Do you find that that's a lot of times where the women you're working with struggle, like just getting over that hurdle?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think there are so many different nuances that come with it, right? It can also be cultural. There's this stigma of like, I don't want a handout. I don't want charity. So, and it's really about changing that mindset of the reason why you're creating this business is because you are creating a solution to a problem. Like, you want to be the next somebody's slice of white bread, right? Like, you want to be able to say, I am going to make your life easier through my product. So when in doubt, focus out. It's really not about you. It's about what you're bringing to the market and how you're making someone's life better.
I want to point that out because what you said really resonated with me because I've heard this before and entrepreneurs always tell me later that it was really helpful for them to hear that you're creating a solution to a problem. It's not like it's not personal. It's a solution to a problem that you're presenting. Mm-hmm. And I think that's their dream. And when they frame it that way, then the ask becomes less personal and I don't know if easier is the right word, but maybe more manageable in terms of a hurdle. I like that you pointed that out because I've heard that a couple times and I know that resonates with people. That being said, I had another question that popped up. How has the ask changed with COVID? Because you can't meet in person anymore. So what? How is that looking for the entrepreneurs that you're working with?
Yeah. So fundraising is still fundraising. We tell our entrepreneurs, continue to connect. Like right now, obviously we're not meeting in person, but we are still having phone calls. We are still texting people. We are still DMing people. So many different ways to stay connected. So if you are having conversations with people through text, like ask them through text. Really, fundraising is about one-on-one outreach. I think one of the hardest things that entrepreneurs also need to kind of get over is it's not just about putting out your campaign and sharing it on social and hope that the magical money elves come and give to your campaign. Fundraising really is about relationship. So you want to be able to connect with them, pick up the phone, go to your friends and family and share what you're doing anytime and any chance that you get. So there's still, you know, just because we're not meeting one-on-one, many times that fundraising does happen over the phone, over text, over email, but it is one-on-one.
Okay. That makes sense. I like how you said to ask them via text if that's how you're communicating, or maybe it's a social media app, or I think that is good advice.
Yeah, I think the other thing too, right, is like we're all on webinars right now, and throw in your campaign, or if you are looking for somebody to be on your team or need a specific expertise, that's our new kind of networking place. So introduce yourself, introduce your business, have them follow you on social. We constantly hear, how do I build my network? I don't have a huge network. But yet we're on hours and hours on Zoom meetings, virtual meetings. Mm-hmm. Put it in there. That's the new kind of networking space.
Yeah. Is that kind of one of your go-to pieces of advice for women who ask you how to build their network? Because I'm sure you get that question a lot.
Absolutely. And right. And now with the rise of Clubhouse, that's also another opportunity. You get to, it's almost easier, right? Because when we're at events and some of us are introverts and shyer, so they don't want to go up to somebody. Right now you can like type in and here's the link and you don't see my face. You only hear my voice, right? So it's very important to really have your communication succinct and concise now.
Right. I like that. And so do you help them with the story that they have, how they explain their business and what they want to do? Because I think you just hit on something really important there. You have to be succinct and have it really well organized if you're putting it out on a webinar or Clubhouse or social media, right?
Absolutely. So that's actually one of my expertise. That's one of the coaching topics that we coach on is pitch honing, right? So going back to our framework is what's the problem? How are you solving that? Who's your target audience? And we take that and we consolidate it into two sentences. So you know how to talk about your business in two sentences so that it's like your target audience will say, okay, tell me more. I want to know more. So we have, including myself, a couple of coaches that help our entrepreneurs do that.
I love that as a marketing person, two sentences. I think that is brilliant. I wish so many people could do that because I do think so many people are long-winded. They're passionate about what they're doing, which I get, but they go on and on. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, get to the point. You've lost me. The detail, I'm impressed with what you've done, but now you're winding me down a path. And that's the flip side of it being on these new channels. You can't, there just isn't time or patience for that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that we tell our entrepreneurs, like, you don't want to lose your listener. You are talking to your listener. We love to talk about ourselves, but you also want to be cognizant of who's listening to you and the time you have to say what you have to say.
And I bet that's a fun exercise to get them to that two sentences because they really have to drill down on what's the solution and how their solution is unique, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I have a lot of fun on those calls because we do go through, really pinpoint the problem, right? Really pinpoint what are your top three problems? And then as we figure out the solution, how are you addressing each problem? And so it's really interesting because as entrepreneurs, sometimes we want to go directly into the solution, but we haven't really thought about what's the bigger picture. And really through a process of like collaboration and free writing, we really get to a place where it's like, how did we just get there before they'll come in with a pitch just kind of saying, I'm business X, here are all my features, this is how we do it, kind of going on and on. But we really get to kind of take some of the phrases and the adjectives and the verbs and we get to like put it all together so that it is an engaging 15-second elevator pitch.
That is such great insight. I think everybody listening is writing that down, because I think you've just hit on something so important right now. I just, especially in this new world of virtual everything. And like you just said, start with defining the problem. Mm. I think that's really important. That's great. That's fantastic advice. So, okay, so let's talk about the startup landscape really quick, because I do want to get your take on that, because you're on the front lines of it. We're coming hopefully out of this COVID. We're making progress. I feel like we're on an upswing finally. So what are you seeing for 2021? Challenges, opportunities? We're right in the midst of Q1 for everybody listening. I think your insight would be valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. So clearly we saw a large influx of businesses, right, that were launched in 2020. And I think what's really wonderful is that even through a period of crisis, it brings on a period of innovation, right? So we've seen a lot of growth in wellness and fitness, work from home, right, telehealth. So I think now in 2021, it's about keeping the business going. It's about scaling. It's about launching. I think funding will always be an issue. I think crowdfunding actually gained a lot of visibility and people used it a lot during the last crisis in 2008, right? And so here we are again. I think people are discovering that there are innovative additional ways to raise money to scale their businesses than just like this one equity funder route. So I think what we're seeing is that they don't necessarily have to go that route. They can maintain ownership of their company. Their funding can be from a lot of different sources, right? So that's like the funding piece. I think also what we're seeing, I think what we're also seeing is building authentic connections with your supporters and your potential customers to continue to help you to grow your business. I think that is something that we've seen.
Speak a little bit more about that. Yeah, what do you mean by authentic connections? I haven't heard that term, but I think I'm going to like it.
Yeah, I think, right, so in 2020, we saw a lot about buying local, right? About how can we support people that are in our own backyard. And with this demand for our financial resources and everyone making sure that their own financial stability is set, I think the businesses that really show that they're pinpointing and honing in on your problems, but then also caring about who you are in this world, how are they contributing? Like, it's not just about the product, it's not just about the service, but really is like, how in touch are you with everything else that's going around, right? And like, how are you connecting with your audience? So I think that's really what it is. It's about like these authentic connections that their founders are really talking from a place of caring, honestly, right? And like, and kind of like, we're all in this together to try to move everybody forward.
Okay, I was right. I do like that term. And it's interesting you bring that up, because we just, one of our CFOs just wrote a piece about that, that now that we've kind of come through COVID, that's where we're moving, like more of the authentic, real concern, wanting to make real impact with your audience, who you're targeting. I think that's great. And just to go back to the funding part, we're seeing that as well, just because there's different platforms now too that you can raise money than just the typical ways. Any examples you can share? I mean, I don't want you to give away secrets of maybe another entrepreneur or that you're working with right now, or just kind of an example of something like that. That would be great.
Yeah, I mean, so at iFundWomen, right, we provide the crowdfunding platform. We've had tons of crowdfunding campaigns where this is their first stop. This is their first stop on the funding journey. As I mentioned with Collective Oakland, they also received a grant, right? And so we partner with a number of brands the way we did with Caress, the way we did with American Express. We're partnering with Visa. So those are additional opportunities. They're able to get grant money from crowdfunding on our platform, right? They can be considered for it. And then also entrepreneurs have then gone on to raise their seed round, right? It is a journey. So sometimes we think that as a startup, I'm going straight out the gate. I'm going to get that venture capital, right? But have you proved traction? Have you raised any money? Have you done like an angel round or friends and family or even crowdfunding, right? So people, mm-hmm. investors want to see that traction. So we've had a few businesses that have gone on to raise $1 million seed rounds or have gone on to get angel investment after crowdfunding because they see like, hey, this is something that the market wants and you've proved that demand. So I think for us, crowdfunding is not only about the funding, it's also about building your base. It's about proving the demand for your product. It's about testing it out, right? And so mm-hmm. I think we've had a lot of different businesses that have been able to move along the funding spectrum as a result of kind of crowdfunding being their first stop.
That's so exciting that you shared that. I was hoping you would, because it kind of just validates that crowdfunding is a good first step and it can mm-hmm. just lead down the road to that seed round that mm-hmm. gets you to the next step. So I'm glad you can share that you've seen that. Again, continue to be so impressed with iFundWomen. How do you work with, like, how do you choose women to work with, or how does that whole process work?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what's beautiful about iFundWomen is that we provide a spectrum of resources, everything from free to paid premium services, right? So okay. we have our free workshops, we have access to recorded sessions, we have iFundWomen of color. So any women entrepreneur, Latin, Black women-owned businesses can apply to be part of iFundWomen of color. It's a rolling application process. If you want one-on-one coaching with us, we also have monthly coaching plans that you can buy into, as well as an annual plan where basically you are getting one-on-one coaching for your business based on over 50 topics that we have to coach on.
Sounds like a lot of different options that you can kind of choose based on what you need. And so listeners can find all of this at iFundWomen.com. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And just, we're coming up on our time. Anything else you want to promote or talk about before we wrap up for listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously you can find us on any of our socials, right? At iFundWomen. So on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Clubhouse. Our CEO, Karen Kahn, is very active on there. And we have a number of our team members on Clubhouse that are doing that. But also today, or on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, we have a live show now. So we just released.
Oh, fun.
Yes, it's called the iFundWomen Show, and it's streamed on social platforms. And it is our CEO and co-founder, Karen Kahn, with an entrepreneur going live, helping to solve one of their business problems. So it is streamed live every Tuesdays at 1 p.m.
That is so cool. It's live, and that's a perfect example of somebody who's in the trenches doing it and then getting advice. And talking about Clubhouse, I keep hearing over and over again, founders say those kind of events, hearing the stories of other people that are in the trenches going through it at the same time, seems so valuable. What a great concept for a live show.
It's so great. We've already gotten a lot of great feedback. And like you said, it's about real situations. It's about real challenges and watching that process too, right? Like, what is that problem solving process? And who else than to connect with somebody who is like building a phenomenal company?
Right there in it. I am really impressed by iFundWomen. This has such a good conversation because you guys are really on the front lines of what's going on. And I think you shared a lot of great insight, real practical advice that listeners can take today, and then resources that sound so helpful. I definitely want to check out that live stream show. That sounds fantastic. Everything you mentioned, but I mean, that just seems so relevant and timely. This was
We're having a lot of fun,
Virginia. Yeah, this is really, really fun. Thank you so much for being here today. This was a very fun and informative conversation. I really enjoyed it.
I'm so glad. Obviously, we do have a lot of fun with what we're doing. I think we are all constantly inspired by being able to help entrepreneurs or especially early stage startups. And really, like I said, be your champion, be your cheerleader when you need to, as well as be your strategic thinking partner. Like, that's what we do too. So it's really great working for the amazing team that we have. We all come with really great different skills in so many different sectors that it just really works. And it's really wonderful to see all of our entrepreneurs continue to succeed.
I like that. I like how you use strategic thinking partner too, because I think that's so important when you're going through this process. You need like that third party that's neutral, that doesn't know you from before, different baggage, but just that strategic thinking partner that has that insight. That's great. I definitely am going to be circling back with you in the future. It was awesome. Great to have you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Startup Success. To make sure you don't miss out on future episodes, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player. Like what you hear? Tap the number of stars you think the show deserves in Apple Podcasts. For more tools and resources for your own startup success, check out berklandassociates.com. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.